My name's Siobhan, and I'm a single adopter, and I live in West Sussex, and I have adopted a child. I thought about adopting for quite a long time. It was something that I'd always thought about, always wanted to do, and actually always saw myself doing. As I got older, I just assumed that perhaps I was too old or I wouldn't be the right candidate because I was now single. And actually, I saw a documentary and it was a lady, and I think she was 48 at the time. She was around about the same age as I was, and she was a single adopter, and she was talking about her experience and the fact that the adoption services were much more open now to older people, single adopters, etc. You know, it was just very inspirational to me, and I thought about it after that. And decided that, do you know what, I'm actually going to pick the phone up and speak to somebody and see what they say and just make contact. And that's exactly what I did. And then basically it went from there. Everybody gets sort of very apprehensive about the adoption panel, but actually it wasn't really nearly as bad as I thought it was going to be. I just got the feeling that everybody in the room was there for the same purpose, that, you know, there are children that desperately need to be adopted. But of course, their job is to make sure that people adopting are the correct people. I was very lucky because the process for matching was actually quite quick for me. Possibly that was because I was quite keen to take an older child. My age group was always sort of 2 to 6, really. Obviously, you have very lengthy discussions during the assessment with your social worker, and they go into every aspect of your life. It's in depth, but I think you have to embrace the process and realise that it's there for a reason. And actually, while you think that nothing's going on, you know, in the background, you know, the cogs are turning and things are happening all the time, especially when it comes to the matching. You know, the social workers really work hard, and the matching process is amazing. These children just become your children, and I think, you know, a large part is due to the, you know, the excellent work that the social workers do with the matching process. I knew I wanted to be a mum, and I knew I wanted to adopt, and I knew that adoption was the right thing for me. And, you know, as soon as I saw the photo, you know, there's one picture that they gave to me. And as soon as I saw the photo, I just knew that that was my child. And it's a strange thing, because you just assume that you will love this child from the minute you see them. And of course, when you first see your child, the emotions are overwhelming and like nothing I can really describe. I mean, I remember seeing my child, and I just remember big blue eyes looking out the window at me and just hearing, "It's new mummy," you know, and I can't really even put into words what the emotions were. But of course, after that, it is a process. You know, you don't know them, they don't know you. You know, once the feelings come and once the love comes, it's sort of overwhelming, really. And as anybody that's got a child will tell you, you know, once that the motherly instincts kick in, you know, there's nothing that you wouldn't ever do for your child, really. It wasn't easy. When she first came here, she was slightly unprepared. But it's like anything, you know, it's just time. And I can't really stress that enough. You know, she came into a strange home. There was, in effect, a stranger in my home. You know, we had to learn to live together. We had to learn each other's ways and routines. And, you know, she was slightly older. So she was walking, she was talking, she had feelings, she had emotions, she had opinions. I can't even pinpoint it to say it happened after 2 months or 1 month. It was a gradual thing. And then I look at her and she's mine, and I don't feel any differently about her than if I'd given birth to her or not. She's my child. I love her unconditionally. I never think about the fact that I didn't give birth to her. I mean, she couldn't be more mine if I had. I mean, she looks like me, she acts like me, but I actually struggle to remember my life before her. It just becomes so normal. You know, this is her home, this is where she lives, we live together, she's my child, everything we do together. You know, I can't imagine my life without her. She is just, without doubt, the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's the best thing I've ever done. And if I had to go back and do it all again, knowing, you know, the trials and tribulations and the process, I would absolutely do it again in a heartbeat, because I can't imagine my life without her, really. If it's something you feel that's right for you, my advice would be, do it now.